This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, and we're so deeply grateful that you have taken your time to tune in today. Thank you for the privilege of allowing us to come into your lives. I want to lead us in prayer that the Lord would come and take this teaching and accomplish His will in all of our lives. Lord, we thank you today for the sweet privilege that is ours to trust you with all that we are and all that we have. We thank you that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And Lord, we ask that you would take your word and that the Holy Spirit of God would be our teacher, and that through this truth you would bring us into the freedom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us understand today what it is to walk in you. Thank you for your faithfulness. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now let's get right to the message for today in the Invisible War.
Pulling down of strongholds, the enemy's fortresses, the hiding places. Now, what we have here, think of a stronghold as a wall or a tower or a fortress. We get that term, of course, from the Scriptures as we've studied in Corinthians. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but spiritual, for the pulling down of fortresses, strongholds, all right? And so basically what happens is that a fortress, a stronghold, or Ephesians 4:26, a topos, what is a stronghold? It's a place for the enemy to work in your life. And these places for the enemy to work in our lives, okay, are based upon lies. Every fortress, every stronghold of the enemy is based upon a lie of the enemy. He is the father of lies. Everything he does, every scheme is based upon a lie and our willingness to believe this lie, okay? And so the longer we believe the lie, the bigger the stronghold gets. The bigger the wall is built. The heavier fortress is made. And if a family believes this lie over generations, it gets to be formidable. It is huge and powerful, all right? So again, these lies, you've got four different sizes of strongholds in the image here. Well, there can be one, there can be hundreds of these. Depends on the person. Depends on how many lies. You see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if you have built your life upon lies, you have given the enemy entrance to build these fortresses in your life. And wherever you find, usually griefs, sorrows, wounds, places of pain that are not dealt with at Calvary. How do you deal with them at Calvary? Isaiah 53, He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquity, and by His stripes we are healed. So if these places of wounds have never been taken to Calvary, they can't be healed yet. The only healer is the Lord Jesus, and the only power to heal is the blood of the Lord Jesus. And so if you don't take those wounds and sorrows and hurts and pains to Calvary, you have said to anybody who's willing to listen, I don't want to trust Jesus. I don't want to take my wounds. I don't want to take these bitternesses to the Lord Jesus. I'm going to fix it myself. What have you done? You've joined the rebellion. and you open a door. Ephesians 4:26 is the picture. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, for you will give the devil a place, a topos, a ground to work in your life. And that's written, folks, to the church. So what is the pulling down of strongholds? How do we get these fortresses blown up so the enemy can be expelled? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, let me just simply say to you, there's a lot of definitions here in this prayer that I was fuzzy on when I first heard it. I had a lot of questions about this, and that's why I put a glossary in the book and in your workbook that discusses these terms. So let me tell you what we're doing here, okay? You need to know what this is. This is a howitzer. This particular prayer that I'm sharing with you is very powerful in the supernatural world. I want you to listen to me. What I have placed in your hands in this book tears down strongholds. It explodes them, okay? This deals with all kinds of strategies of the enemy. I bring the bindings, the judgments, the anathemas, and the covering of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to bear. Whatever structure, level, spirits, materials, motors, batteries, light, shadow, or never. By the way, I would encourage you to memorize this so you'll have it ready when you need it. All right? And if you can't do that very well, always carry one or two or three in your Bible, as I do, in the car and wherever else I go. Okay? Whatever structure, level, spirits, materials, motors, batteries, light, shadow, or never. Whatever the demons, demon creatures, ancestral spirits, and spirits of the living flesh, animal spirits and nature spirits, or any other spirits we may not know of, whether their foundation, formation, or function. All right? Whatever the assignments, curses, or judgments, ties, deceptions, destructions, triggers, batteries, and programming, without or within us, without or within the family, without or within covens, whatever their location or place, whatever their times, foundations, formations, or function. We declare them null and void and without effect, sending them back to their point of origin with judgment, pain, and condemnation in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right? You pray that prayer over the stronghold structure, the very fortress. What is the structure? Here it is. The environment. I pray this prayer, and then I say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to pour your blood over the environment of this stronghold. The system of thought, contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. Ideas learned as a child without biblical basis. And the places, the toposes given to the devil. The times we've let the sun go down on our anger, the non-biblical ideas we acted on to create sin in our lives, the walls of the stronghold, the sinful thoughts, sinful emotions, sinful behaviors that hurt us and have hurt others, the foundations of the stronghold, Isaiah 53:4-5, surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. The griefs, the normal emotions that express loss, the sorrows, the things that have happened we wish never had happened. And the wounds, the unhealed damage to spirit or body that's in continual pain, abusive action, or trauma. And then the cornerstone, the iniquity, the way of life built upon lies. So you pray the stronghold prayer over the stronghold. Okay? And you apply the blood of the Lord Jesus from the prayer over the stronghold. Let me tell you what happens. It blows apart. It literally is like just putting a bomb there and exploding these structures, these places of hiding of the enemy. Well, let me ask you, if you blow up his hiding place, what's going to happen? Here he comes. That's right. Once the structures are torn down, then the enemy has nowhere else to hide. And here they come. And that's when it's time to listen, because the Lord will begin to show you and tell you what demons are here. And he'll begin to tell you that it's a demon of bitterness or a demon of murder or suicide or whatever it is, all right? And let's go to the next section. Here's the outline and deliverance from the devil. How do you actually engage the enemy? You discover through discernment the work or ground of the devil. What is discernment? It's simply the ability to listen to the Lord. No one that I know of is effective in deliverance ministry that doesn't know how to listen to the Lord. You just have to learn to listen. I've never been good at that. I'm pretty good at talking, you know, but I'm not good at listening. But the Lord is teaching me how to listen. Recognize the work of the devil. What does 1 John 3:10 say? Listen to it carefully. By this, the children of God and the children of the devil are obvious. It's clear, folks. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. What's that? You want to know where God is at work? Righteousness fills the place. Where unrighteousness is, God isn't there. Pretty simple, isn't it? And James tells us in James 3 that a fresh spring cannot give off bitter water. Wherever you find a rotten fruit, there's a rotten root. Wherever you find bitter water, it's not of the Holy Spirit. So if a person has habits that they cannot break, there's a stronghold there. If that habit is of such nature that there is no righteousness, there is no praise to the Lord, it's all about this nasty habit that is obviously not of the Lord, then something's going on there. There is a foul spring somewhere that is plugging up the Holy Spirit of God. There is a spring of unrighteousness instead of a spring of righteousness, all right? Recognize it. Engaging the enemy. Denounce the work of the devil. Renounce it out loud. Repent of it. Have a change of mind. Repent is not just changing directions. It's having a change of your thought process. I refuse to believe the enemy's lies anymore. I'm going to believe the Word of God. Now that's where the Word of God, Rhema, okay, comes in, a personal word from God to you personally. For every lie of the enemy found in deliverance, there is a specific word of God that answers that lie. For instance, I'm ugly. Nobody loves me. For God so loved the world that He gave. You see, there's a specific answer. I've always been ugly. The Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. There's always a scripture verse that answers the lies of the enemy. Always, all right? Repent of it. Turn from the sin and turn to God for forgiveness. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And then replace the lies of the enemy with the truth of God's Word. Let me simply say to you at this point, when we're in an engagement process and we're calling upon the Lord to do a mighty work, it is somewhere along the way that there will be a confrontation with the truth of God's Word. And it is at that point the person will either be delivered or not delivered as to the point, to the specific point of believing what God's Word says is true or not being able to believe what God's Word says is true. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The power is in the truth of Almighty God. Now, declare out loud your commitment to Christ, your position in Christ. You are a victor, not a victim. We dealt with a lady who's been harassed in her home by demons and ghosts for 19 years. She just said, "Why did it take so long to find somebody like you?" Well, I couldn't answer that, you know. You're not a victor. She had come to the place where she thought she was a victim, not a victor. She wouldn't go out of her house. She wanted to give up her Sunday school class. She teaches in a wonderful church here in the Metroplex. And she felt like because all of this was happening to her that she wasn't worthy to teach anymore. Well, the enemy just about had her fooled that she was a victim. Well, I called her yesterday to see how she is doing. And she was rejoicing in the Lord. I mean, it was wonderful. It's never too old, never too young. The Lord wants us to be in freedom. Amen? It's a wonderful thing to see. Well, declare your position in Christ. You are a victor, not a victim. Your posture of victory. Humble yourselves before God. Reckon yourselves dead to sin, Romans 6:11. And proclaim out loud your victory. Proclaim it. Declare it. Say it out loud. I am victorious. I don't have to put up with this anymore. In Jesus, I don't have to put up with this anymore. Deliverance from the devil. All right? Deliver through disposing the enemy. There will come a time after all of this process, you will go where Jesus tells you to go when Jesus tells you to go. Okay? Now, I want to say a word here. I'm going to reclaim for Christ the area that's stolen by the enemy. Refill the empty area with the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill the places that's been vacated. Renew the mind through the Word of God. I always talk to the person before we're through about what a rhema is and how you must go to the Word of God to get the answers from the lie, because the lie doesn't stop. The enemy doesn't quit. He's not in the lake of fire yet. By the way, the easiest thing, let me say this. An old preacher told me this, wonderful man of God in Arkansas. He said, Rob, the easiest thing is to get somebody delivered. To keep them free is hard. Because they have to change their thinking. They have to change their lifestyle. They have to begin to believe the Word of God that they haven't believed for so long. And so deliverance is not the hard part. It's staying free that can be difficult. Renew the mind through the Word of God and then rejoice with all of heaven. When one sinner repents, the Bible says all the angels rejoice. So just start praising God. Just praise Him. Thank Him. Be joyful. Because all of heaven's rejoicing when a deliverance takes place. All right? Now, let me say a word. I have put two procedures in my book of deliverance. One is what I call the traditional approach. I have termed it since then the up and out. You bring it up, you deal with it, and then out it goes, okay? The up and out. What happens is you bring the demon into full manifestation. You put them in chains, you put them in torment, you don't let them completely take over the thing, but you actually carry on a conversation with demons, okay? Find out the ground, you wrestle with them, you deal with them, you bring them up, and then you can bring them out after you find out what's going on, okay? That's why most people, listen to me carefully, that's why most people don't want to mess with this. It's not pretty. It's ugly and nasty. It's frightening, okay, because it's the invisible stuff. And all of a sudden, voices coming out of somebody you know and love that's not them and all that kind of... That's why most people and most ministers, let me tell you, most ministers run from deliverance because of the unknown, having to wrestle with these unknown powers, all right? Let me simply say, that's a good old-fashioned way of doing it if that's what you want to do. But it'll wear you out. It'll wear the person out. They'll be bouncing off the walls. I mean, it's weird and all. But if that is necessary, you can do it the old-fashioned way. There's a better way, folks. There's a much better way God has shown us. And that is, as I have told you, do not allow them to manifest. When I tell pastors, a light goes on. You mean you can do it another way? And then they begin to be teachable because nobody really wants to wrestle around with old nasty demons, okay? But I'm telling you, you can take authority. You can say that you will not manifest. Only the Holy Spirit. And you can take authority over that and they will not act out because they can't, all right? Let me illustrate that. A gal came up in one of my meetings in Oklahoma. She's the same age as my youngest boy. She said, I'm confused. I don't even know if I'm saved or not. I don't know what's going on. I need help. And she's just weeping. Well, the Lord has not given us a spirit of confusion. Okay? If Scripture says it, you can believe it. If confusion is there, it's not of the Lord. And those were her words. I'm confused. I'm not even sure I'm saved. And I can't live like this. You know, I need help. I said, okay. When did it happen? When did the confusion come into your life? There's always a time of discovery, always a time of interview to try to discover what's going on in the person's life. Whatever you got, we need to test that and see the source of what's going on. She said, all right. And so the pastor met with us there and we started praying. And she stopped me. She said, are you saying I'm demon-possessed? I said, no, I don't even like the term. I don't think it's a good Bible term. It's better to say demonize. Demons use Peter's vocal cords, and there may be an area in your life where the enemy has infiltrated. We don't know whether it's inside or out, so let's don't argue about it. Let's just make sure if something's there, you don't want it, right? She said, well, yeah, I certainly don't want it. I said, well, then you want to go ahead and pray? She said, sure. So I started praying some more. The Bible says, test the spirits and see if they be of God. All right? Always test the manifestation. I don't care if it's a vision, a dream, whatever it is, a tongue. You make sure that if it's supernatural, it's been tested. So you'll know the source of it. The enemy is a good counterfeiter. Okay? He's good at it. He'll bring confusion in your life. Okay? He knows how to do it. And I said, look, the Bible says test the spirits and see if they be of God. And you certainly want to test this in case it's not of God, don't you? Well, yeah, I guess so. You know? I said, well, you tell me. If you don't want to pray, that's fine. If you want to pray, it's up to you. I'm just here praying with you. What do you want to do? She said, okay, well, I don't want it if it's not of God. I said, you sure don't. You don't want it. But I said, I'm going to put it to you this way. Now, this is what I want you to see in this story. I said, there are two ways we can do this. And you tell me which one you want to use. we can bring the demon up, the spirit, whatever the spirit is causing this time, we can bring it up and find out if it's of God or not. We can test it that way. We can carry on a conversation. Now, it's going to be hard on you if we do that. It's going to be emotionally hard. It's going to be difficult. But at least you'll know for sure, okay? You won't ever doubt what happened to you. It's going to be hard on us because demons don't like to cooperate, you know. It's a tough deal. But we can do that. If it's going to take that to convince you, we can do that. We can carry on a conversation and bring it up and so forth and so on. But there's another way. We can just send it back to their point of origin, back into the spirit world, out of here, and just simply ask the Lord to do it. Lord, if this is not of you, I don't want it anymore, and let Him take care of it. Now, which one do you want to do? She said, I think we better just ask God to send it out. I said, that's a good idea. And sure enough, we prayed that night. She came back the next night beaming. She said, I've not slept so well in years. She said, I know I'm saved. I know. We didn't have any manifestation. We could have. She'd have wanted to do that, but there was no need to do that. I'm saying to you is deliverance is in the hand of the deliverer. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. What I feel like I am in a deliverance session, when I pray for someone to be free, I am the assistant nurse to the master surgeon. He's in charge. He comes and tells you what's going on. He takes care of it, but He uses us, His body, in our union with Him to see people set free. Let's pray. Father, thank You so much for the privilege of knowing that our victory is secure, cannot and will not fade away. Lord, You are God, and only You are God. All others are liars and imposters. Lord, we bless Your name, for Your name is above all other names. Forgive us for ever bringing any praise to ourselves, never, ever even allowing any praise to come our direction. Only You are to be praised. And Lord, I thank You for everyone that's come into this study. Lord, illumine this study now, that we might go forth from this place free. May Your light so shine in us that it might be able to shine through us. May no walls, caverns, dark places, any places of unbelief, any sorrows, any wounds, any pains that have not been dealt with at the cross, may nothing that the enemy's been able to build up, Lord, hide the light of Your glory. Thank You. You are so faithful, Lord Jesus. When we ask You to come, You are so wonderfully faithful. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We thank You and praise You for this study. Thy will be done in this place and in our lives as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Rob, and we'll look forward to hearing more next time as we continue in this series on The Invisible War. The Invisible War is more than just a weekly radio program. It is a lifetime commitment to helping you become a man or woman who experiences a life of freedom and fulfillment. This only happens as you completely turn your life over to God through Jesus Christ and trust in Him to completely work in your life. There has obviously been a lot of ground that was covered today, and you may not have been able to catch everything, or you just want to hear it again. Well, we have many different options for you so you can get these valuable resources. Go to theinvisiblewar.org, and from there you'll be able to find all the books on this topic, hear today's broadcast again, a place to share your prayer request, and a ton more. So go to theinvisiblewar.org, and from there you'll find everything you need to help you on this journey. We also have a toll-free number where you can call us so we can talk to you, pray for you, and encourage you. The number is 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. And now, here's Rob with some closing words for us today.
I want to thank personally those of you who have and are supporting The Invisible War. And for others who could help, may I encourage you to give as generous a gift as the Lord would allow you to give this day. Please help us. Stand with us, that we might be able to take this message to those who so desperately need it. If you can give a gift today, let us know. Visit our website, theinvisiblewar.org. There are many ways that you can give there.
Our address is there on the website, or you can call us. Let us know how we can help you. 1-877-808-8886. That's toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Please pray for us. This message desperately needs intercessors. And thank you for your giving. Thank you for listening. We look forward to next week when we share once again the Word of God from His heart to your heart in the invisible war.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The